ba ba da ba 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 do ba do ba ba da da ba da da do ba ba da da.
Five for 10 kids.
Hey everybody, we are back with new podcast in April, and guys, today we have some history. History is being made today because our guest host for the month is the first two-time guest host.
Two-timer!
Mr. Matthew McVeigh!
Do I get a jacket or something?
Yeah.
Okay,
it is,
cool.
It's actually a flannel, and it is brown with blue checks.
Oh.
And, oh my gosh, that's
oh,
exactly what
that
you have
shirt
on.
Right now.
So,
that's very interesting wow. that you say that the jacket that I'm going to get for joining the two-timers club mm-hmm. is the same exact shirt that I'm wearing right now.
Dude, that's wild. That's wild. It's almost like I wasn't prepared.
Ah.
But.
Well, hey, I'm yeah. okay. There's grace. For the next person to join the two-timers club, I feel like we should figure something out for them.
Yeah. Can I borrow that flannel on an unrelated note?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What for?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You'll find out in a
no,
couple
for
podcasts.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Guys, we are back. If you are joining us for the first time, or if you're joining us again, this is a podcast to help kids and parents talk about what we're learning on Sundays and carry that through the rest of the week. And in April, we have a really exciting big idea. Well, it's exciting because everybody needs this thing.
It's true.
It's not exciting because it involves waiting. Matthew, what is our big idea for the month?
Our big idea is patience.
Ooh.
Patience is waiting until later for what you want right now.
Boo! Just kidding. patience is great, but it's really yeah. hard sometimes.
It is.
Now, we are going to ask the audience to be a little patient
mm-hmm.
before we dive into what we've learned so far this month.
Great practice. Jump right in.
And we're going to start the podcast like we do every time by asking a question. What is making you happy right now? Matthew, what is making you happy right now?
Mm. Something that's making me happy right now mm-hmm. is for lunch today.
Ooh.
We went to a little place called Marlowe's.
Yes.
Which has cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've had a cheesesteak. Dan talks about this place all the time.
I frequent Marlowe's.
He's a frequent Marlowe's-er. Marlower.
Yeah, I have built a rapport with the staff.
Yeah,
you witnessed it.
I did witness it. Everyone knew his name.
Yeah, yeah.
And his last name.
Yeah, and my order.
And his order and his social security number.
Yeah, I should stop giving that out.
Yeah, you should. I don't know why you do that.
How was your cheesesteak experience?
My cheesesteak, yeah. We'll get back to the crux of the question. Yeah. My cheesesteak experience was wonderful.
Yeah.
It had been so long since I'd had a cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. I'd never been to Marlowe's.
Yeah.
It was great. Steak. Grilled onions, a little bit of cheese whiz.
Ooh,
some spicy mustard.
Forget about it.
Oh,
dude. The
so
spicy
good.
Mustard really takes it to
it
the next
does.
Level.
It elevates it.
And you know,
sure.
I'm allowed to talk about mustard because this is a mustard-based podcast.
Yes.
Right? And we'll get into that a little later.
Okay.
Did you not know that?
I must have missed that part.
Oh, man. Matthew hasn't been listening, everybody.
That wasn't in the notes that you sent me.
Oh, it was. you got to read between the lines, my man.
Okay.
Read that fine print.
That's my bad. I'm
that's
sorry.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad Marlowe's making you happy. It was yeah. happy. I was made happy when you suggested to go because I've been trying to get you to go for
is that,
a while.
Is that what's making you happy right now?
No. There's some other things that are making me happy.
Do tell. Do share.
Yeah. So, man, I had a few.
Okay.
And now I'm like trying to decide which one I want to go with. I got some new shoes yesterday. And I know I feel like that makes me happy a lot, but
okay.
I had been wanting these shoes for a while,
mm-hmm.
but they released primarily in Europe, and I did not, they went like really under the radar
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we're in America
I got some,
too.
Yeah,
quite
exactly.
far away.
Yeah, like I feel like I heard a lot about them like 5 months ago, but I didn't see them anywhere in retailers or anything like that. I got some Air Jordan 1s. Lowe's. I'm a Lowe's man myself.
Yeah, you are a Lowe's man. I like a high top.
Yeah.
I'm a mid to high top kind of guy.
Yeah, I think my legs are too skinny. I feel
okay.
a little awkward.
I got
in a high top.
You are right. Your legs are pretty skinny.
Yeah, yeah. I'm basically a built on pipe cleaners.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm a
That's
head,
true.
I'm a head with a pipe cleaner
That's
body.
True. Yeah. yeah. You remind me of those inflatable,
wacky waving inflatable,
wacky
arm
waving inflatable. Whatever
That's,
you said.
I've cultivated that persona.
You have. Very well.
I'm built like a Muppet. I have the rough features of a Muppet.
No wonder your Kermit impression is so good.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time with Kermie. And so, yes, I got these are the 85 replicas, not the OGs.
Not the OGs.
Not the new, they're the 85 cuts, so they're the lows in the neutral gray colorway.
Remind me what 85 stands for.
85 is the year 85.
It's just the year 85?
Yeah, 1985.
Oh, okay.
No, 1985.
Okay, when the first the year Jordan, 85, yeah. I don't know if they were making Jordans.
Dude, no. Nike had just become a company in the year 85.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is when they started.
Yeah.
It took them 1,900 years to actually start making shoes.
Sure. Yeah. But, and then they made Jordans in 1985.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
You know.
Yeah. They made shoes, but it took them 1,900 years to make Jordans.
Yeah. Predominantly, sandals.
Sandals.
Yeah.
Sandals before.
Some like track runners. All of this is nonsense. Guys, I want you to pause the podcast. Talk with your parents. Parents, talk with your kids. What is making you happy right now other than cheesesteaks and shoes? All right, we are back. I hope that was lovely. Lovely conversation. Now here it is, Matthew.
Here it is.
It's the catch up.
All right, let's catch up.
Yeah, let's do it. Do you get it?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah. I you get it.
Yeah, because we're a mustard-based podcast.
Yeah.
No ketchup here.
No ketchup.
Yeah, no ketchup.
But we can catch up.
But we're going to catch up.
Yes, that's right. And we're going to catch up on what we've learned by highlighting our bottom lines. So week one, we learned this. Waiting can make you wise. Waiting can make you wise. And we talked primarily about a verse, Proverbs 14:29. Matthew, would you like to read Proverbs 14:29 for us?
I'd love to.
Yeah? Do you have the NIRV version?
I need to pull that up. Give me just 1 second. I've been on NIV for so long.
Dude, you gotta hit up that reader's version.
I know.
New International Reader's Version.
All right.
14:29, my man.
Proverbs 14:29. Anyone who is patient has great understanding, but anyone who gets angry quickly shows how foolish they are.
Oof. Guys, patience is really important. And Proverbs talks about how important patience is. There are a lot of times in our life where we're going to have to wait. Whether you have to wait in lines for school to let out, or if you're just taking your turn on the playground, in some situations, it can be more difficult to wait than in others. But every opportunity we have where we have to wait is an opportunity to trust God. That's right. So
right.
The whole wisdom thing, what is wisdom? How would you define wisdom, Matthew?
I would define wisdom as using the experiences that you have in the past to determine the decisions that you make right now.
Yeah, right? So how I think about it is like, you have a bunch of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but knowledge doesn't make you wise.
Exactly.
But when you use your knowledge to handle a situation, mm-hmm. that's what wisdom is, right? Wisdom is using knowledge you have to make a situation different than a previous one.
Mm.
And so, you know, when we wait, it can be really frustrating. It can be really hard. It can be really difficult. Whether you're waiting like for ice cream,
that's
you know,
the worst.
You're so excited.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm really bad when I order something, like shoes or something on Amazon, right? Mm-hmm. Or like if I see a t-shirt or a movie that I want, like I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm not going to be settled until I know that it comes in.
Yeah.
Right?
Whenever I'm ordering, like if I order something on Amazon mm-hmm. and it doesn't get there in a day or two, I'm like, what's going on?
You're not practicing patience.
I'm not practicing patience, no.
Yeah. And so it can be really hard when we are experiencing something where we're like having to practice patience. But in those situations where we've learned maybe, hey, sometimes things take a little bit, sometimes things don't go our way, or we've seen God do something where it's like, oh, God has had my back before, we can apply that wisdom, right? It's an opportunity we have to trust that God is in control,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, Matthew, can you think of a time where you learned something while you had to practice patience?
Yeah, I can think of a lot.
Yeah.
Any any time that I make pizza rolls.
Ooh. Yeah, what have you learned?
I've learned that I should wait 5 minutes before I start eating the pizza rolls.
Yeah, or bite off a little corner. Or,
well, so I do that, but then I still don't really... Like, I bite the corner and then I'm like, all right, we're
fine.
Did
you bite too much
sometimes
initially?
Sometimes, but that's just because I get excited. But the thing is if you don't wait, you will burn your mouth.
Yeah.
It just will happen. You can't... Like, it will always happen.
Yep.
It will never change.
You got to be patient.
It's one of like, it's like a universal truth.
Yeah.
God is good. You will burn your mouth on pizza rolls if you don't wait for them to cool down.
Well, that is a good, like sometimes physically we can get hurt if we're not patient, right? You know, there's things where you be patient, look across both ways before you go across the street.
Yeah.
Wait for the little walking guy or gal on the sign to... Yeah, I'm raising my hand and moving my legs
moving
like that
his
walking guy.
Fingers like he's walking across the table
and
right
this
now.
Is the sound it's making.
Yeah. Oh. That's usually what it sounds like when I walk across the street.
Yep. Matthew, come back.
Sorry. I'm going away.
Oh, come on back, Matthew.
Okay, here I am. I'm back. All right.
Oh, yeah,
sorry,
beautiful.
I had to cross the street and come back.
Oh, no, it's fine. Thanks for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We were patient while you did that.
Thank you.
And so
thanks for waiting up for me.
But there was a time recently where I had to be really patient.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah, I like was waiting and waiting for something to happen. And it was taking a long time. And I was kind of getting angry because I had to work really hard in order for it to like happen.
Yeah.
And so what I learned is I was praying about it, right? Which is a good practice to
do. It's a wonderful
practice. When you're patient. And what I was praying, I remember one day I was really annoyed because I wanted this thing to happen. And I was talking to God and I said, God, I know that you are in control, but I'm kind of frustrated right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I need some help. And after I finished praying, I got a phone call and this person was like, hey, I have good news for you. That thing that you've been wanting to happen, happened. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so, you know, not every time you pray are you going to get an answer like that right away, right? But what I learned is that no matter what I'm dealing with, no matter what I'm going through, I can talk to God about it. And when I do that, even if the problem doesn't get solved, I generally feel better about it, right? And so patience, like in that scenario, now I know, hey, next time I'm feeling something similarly, what do I do? Because the only thing that's going to really help me is going and talking to God about it. And that's wisdom, right? Mm. Now implementing it. So week one, waiting can make you wise. Now,
that's right.
What did we learn week two, Matthew? What was our bottom line?
Oh, well, week two, we learned that when you think you can't wait, think twice.
Oof.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah. You got to think twice. And we talked about Genesis 25. 24 through 34. Now, we're not going to read the whole passage, but what we will do is recap for you. These are two brothers, right? Do you remember their names?
Jacob.
Yep.
And Esau.
That's right. And one was like a homebody. Which one was that?
Jacob.
That's right. And Jacob's the other like to chill really out at home. Loved being out in the wilderness and hunting, right? And that was Esau. Now, Esau was out all day and he was hunting. And the thing about hunting, I'm assuming.
As an avid hunter.
Yeah, I'm what you would call an avid indoorsman.
Yes.
You know?
That
just kidding.
Tracks.
I like being outside, but I also—
Mostly inside, though.
I love being inside.
Yeah.
And so—
Natural light, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And windows open.
Yeah, windows open.
Yeah.
Just roof over your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Air conditioning.
And, you know, like generally, like— Sleeping would be my
just sleeping
my
usually.
Preference. Yeah, like I love being at home, like Jacob. But Esau, from all of the people that I know that hunt, right? When you go, not only do you is that hard, and you have to like dress the animal, and you have to do all of these things, and clean it, and all of that. But then you have to prepare it before you can eat, right?
Yeah.
It's like going to the grocery store, and then coming home and realizing, oh man. I've done all of this work. Now I actually have to cook. I can't just eat right away.
Mm.
And so, unless you get like a sandwich, you know, like deli meat, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Esau came home and he was so hungry. He was so hungry. He didn't want to take the time to prepare the food that he had hunted. And so he sees that Jacob was making like a lentil stew. And he decides that he really wants something. Now, Jacob kind of takes advantage of this impatience on Esau's part. And he says, would you trade, I don't know, your like birthright for it?
Yeah.
Right? Matthew, what's a birthright?
A birthright, it's like the right that you get as the firstborn to receive, you know, money, property, power from your, like as your inheritance, essentially. Yes. So Jacob was told Esau, I'll give you some soup if you give me
all of that privilege that you have as
the older brother. Yeah.
Any younger siblings out there? Yeah. Are you
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest, right? I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
So at times it seemed like my sister, who's 3 years older than me, got to do way more.
Oh, yeah.
Right? She also got in trouble more. But that's just our personalities. But, you know, it seemed like she got to do way more than me. And I'm sure my sister had the opposite approach. So Jacob looks at this and is like, hey, all of those privileges that you get that I don't get, would you trade those for a bowl of soup? Now, I'm not a big soup guy, are you?
I enjoy soup.
Okay, what's your go-to soup?
Okay, I feel like this might be a hot take.
Okay.
Because sometimes, like most people I feel like that I tell this to are like, I love New England clam chowder.
Okay, interesting.
I love New England clam chowder.
Interesting.
It's so good.
Specifically from New England?
Any of it, I've had it in New England and it is the best
dynamite
it will ever be.
Yeah. But let's just say there's a clam chowder spot that opens up and they call it New England clam chowder, even though it's made here.
I would still go.
Okay.
100%, I'm there.
So, would you trade all of your privileges as the oldest in your family for a really nice bowl of New England clam chowder?
No.
That's the right call. That's patience.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I went over my options.
Yeah.
And I came to the conclusion of no, I wouldn't.
That's a good call, right? Esau did not make that choice.
Nope.
He traded all of those privileges as the oldest, the birthright, the inheritance, all of those things. He traded it for a bowl of like lentil soup, which is basically just like bean soup, right?
Unfortunate.
That's not great, man.
Nowhere near New England clam chowder.
And so Esau was in a situation, right, where he faced a moment that he wanted to rush and take the first choice that came his way. That might not be what is God's best for us, right? Mm. God had something more, but Esau's priorities were all in the wrong spot. So Matthew, why is the first choice not always the best choice?
I mean, for a lot of reasons why, like the whole thing with Esau, he didn't think twice.
Yeah.
He just knew that he was hungry and he didn't think about the consequences. He didn't take the time to think about the repercussions of the decisions that he was making. And so he rushed into this choice that ended up causing a lot of negative things. If you continue to read that story in Genesis, there's a lot more that happens. But it's not always the best choice because you haven't given yourself enough time to weigh all of your options out.
Yeah.
Like figure out what will happen if this happens, what will happen if this happens instead. I think it plays into wisdom.
Yeah.
Similarly to last week, how, you know, wisdom brings that sense of understanding that maybe there's more to this than I see right now.
Yeah.
And I should take a little bit more time to figure out what I really want.
Yeah. I am really bad at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm bad at this. I, when I buy something, like, especially when I was young, I've gotten better at it. I'm still not great at it. When I was young and like wanted a toy, right? So I think about like, I don't know, like a Transformer or like a Spider-Man action figure or something. Yeah. If I had seen it at the store and then we had gone back later when I had the money and they were at, let's say that they were out of that one, I would instead choose like whatever, the one that's there.
Yeah.
Right? And it, even though it wasn't the one that I wanted. And then I would be like, oh man, I would still be thinking about the other one. And then we'd go back to the store later and it was like, that one that I wanted was there, but I had already spent my money on it. And so it was like, oh man, if I had just waited and been patient, I could have gotten what I wanted. Instead, like I went on like, you know, the impulse, right? I wasn't patient. I wasn't making wise choices. And then I ended up losing out and just like, you know, just wasn't that way. So guys, it's really hard. So I want you to pause the podcast and I want you to ask this question. Why is the first choice not always the best choice? And do you have an example of this in your life? All right, we are back. Guys, waiting is a part of life. And thankfully, we don't have to wait on our own. God can help us experience the patience we need to wait well. After all, God is patient with us, and He is in control and knows what's best for us. So now it's time that we remember. Yep, that's right. We have a memory verse for the month, Matthew. What is it?
Our memory verse for the month is Psalm 27:14. This is the NIRV.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and don't lose hope. Wait for the Lord.
That's right. Guys, remember, patience is not just a good thing to do. It was what we were made to do.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that.
All right, this is a time where we chat with ourselves, you know,
yeah,
with each other, and then we encourage you guys to have the same conversation in the car. And so, Matthew, what is challenging about being patient?
I think the most challenging thing about being patient is that it's pretty simple. I don't get what I want right when I want it.
Right.
You know, you have to wait around to receive the things that you're expecting or wanting. And I don't like that very much.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't,
like it.
That's something I'm not a huge fan of
all the time. For me, I like knowing what's going to happen.
Mm.
You know?
That's good.
And so like at Christmas, I don't mind knowing what I'm getting. Because then I'm like excited about what that is going to be like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if I don't know what I'm getting, then it's like, it makes me a little anxious.
I understand that.
And so some people are like, oh, that ruins Christmas. It's like, no. Because then I get excited about that thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to getting excited about maybe that thing, but maybe something else.
But then you still have to be patient because now you know what you're getting.
Exactly.
And you have to wait couple weeks to still get that thing.
Maybe. Unless, you know,
you can convince the people to give it to you early, right? I suppose that's fair.
And I am very convincing.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. Now, you convinced me to do this podcast.
That's right. You know how I did so, kids? I said, hey, we're recording the podcast after lunch.
Well, he texted me a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, we're doing the podcast this week. Do you want to be on it again? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I loved it so much the first time.
Dude. It's really cool.
It's so fun.
Now, parents, kids, I want you guys—
I'm not joking, by the way. That sounded like maybe I was joking.
No.
I love this. Yeah. I love you all.
All right. Like, parents and kids, talk about why you love the podcast. No, just kidding. Talk about why it's challenging. What's challenging about being patient? And we'll see you on the other side. All right. Matthew, why is it important to talk to God during a time where you have to wait?
I think that another relatively simple answer to that is that he helps you wait.
Yeah.
Like he gives you the strength to do anything.
Yeah.
And so if you are having, you know, trouble being patient, you want something right now that you know you can't have, talking to God and asking him for help being patient, he will help you be patient.
Yeah.
He will give you things that maybe take your mind off of it for a little bit, or he'll give you something else that you can do for the time being. There's so many infinite ways that he could help you out through those times when you have to wait.
Yeah.
And maybe it's hard.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And what I've come to is like, God is patient.
Mm.
Like, and he is who he is all the time. Something we cannot say. I'm sometimes very patient.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'm really impatient.
Same here.
Sometimes very kind and sometimes I'm very unkind.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'm funny.
But
that's it. No, I'm just kidding.
Like,
no, but also
30, 40% of the time.
30? I don't know. I was like, gonna say like, I don't know, like 12.
12?
12%.
That's generous.
I feel like that's
That's generous.
Well, yeah, I am generous.
Oh, yeah, you know? That's true.
I am... No, I'm kidding. Guys, but God is who he is all the time. And so if God is patient, he can teach us how to be patient. But also when we ask for him to give us patience, like we can trust that he hears us because it's a part of who God is.
Right.
And the Bible says when we ask for things that are of God, he hears us, right?
And patience is of God.
And patience is of God because God is patience. He is, yeah.
He created it.
And God also sent Jesus, who came to earth and had a human experience, right? Mm-hmm. He experienced everything that we experience and he still didn't sin. And so, like, God knows through Jesus what it would feel like to be like needing something or wanting something to happen. And so he can see that we're sad or we're upset or we're worried or we're scared or we're nervous. And then God wants to do something about it. And so when we talk to him about it, we can know that he hears us. We can know that he knows what we're feeling, and we know that he cares about how we feel. And so God has helped me a bunch of times throughout my life. It seems like whenever I've really, really needed something, or like, you know, there was one time where this was when I was older and I was old enough to make my own decisions, I almost moved across the country and did this job that was like, not in Columbus, because I didn't want to be in Columbus. I just wanted to take this job and like go. And I started praying about it. And the more I prayed about it and the more time I spent with God, the more I realized that, hey, I need to be home here, even though I wasn't feeling comfortable, even though I wasn't necessarily having the greatest time. Mm. And a couple months later, I got this job at 514. And so that's kind of crazy, right? Like
are.
I was ready to go. I was like in my mind, I was like, this is the best thing for me. But that's not what God had for me. Mm. And so I wouldn't have known that if I wasn't praying about it and talking to God. So guys, I want you to stop the podcast and talk about why is it important to talk to God during a time where we have to wait? And how do you think God can help you? This is our final question. And we will, let you go after this.
Yeah.
Matthew, is there a time where you made a decision and you regretted it?
Yeah.
What could you have done differently?
So, I love video games.
Yeah.
I play video games. It's a hobby of mine.
Sure.
I enjoy it. I like the art and the art form and the stories that are told through that medium. But I have a bad habit of seeing like a new game or a game that I think is interesting and just buying it.
Yeah, right away.
Just like buying it right away.
Yeah.
And then I'll play it for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times that's it.
Yeah. And it's, you're just like, I don't want to play this.
It's not even that I don't like it or I don't want to play it. It's just my attention span then moves to it, like another game either.
Sure.
Like sometimes it's like just a cycle of like, there's this cool game I buy and I play it for a day. And then a week later, there's another one that I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And I buy it. But now it's gotten to the point where I have like
all these games
that are just sitting there and I haven't played and I can't do anything. Like not enough time in the week. And I could have just been a little bit more patient before I made the decision and thought through, oh, will I have time to play this? Will I really enjoy this?
Yeah.
All of those different options. So I'd say that's an example of when I've made a decision that I've regretted.
Yeah. There was a time when, like, Matthew and I both like comic books. And so there was a time where I wanted a certain, some issues of Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went to a comic book store. But before I did that, I went on to Half Price Books website. And you can search at Half Price Books, you can search to see if they have a specific thing. And so I went and I searched. I don't know how specific I searched. I'm notorious for not looking very well at things. So like it would make sense that I also wouldn't look very well online, right? Like I could have been more specific in my search. But I saw that the Half Price Books in Westerville did not have it. And so I went to the comic book store and I saw it and I bought it for full price. And then I was like, well, I'm in this area of town. Let me go to Half Price Books to see if there's anything else that I would like. And you know what I saw at Half Price Books? I saw
that
exact thing for literally half price. And I was like, oh, shoot. I made the wrong decision.
Mm.
And at that comic book store, you couldn't do returns. So here we were. Now it was like an extra $8. But like,
but still,
you know,
you could have just,
I could have gotten a cheesesteak.
You could have gotten a cheesesteak.
You know, so could've here we are. Could
have gotten a cheesesteak.
Could have gotten comics and a cheesesteak. And that to me would be a pretty good day. But guys, is there a time where you've made a decision and you regretted it? And what could you have done differently? We'll leave you there and we will catch you next time where we learn more about patience.
Woo!
See you guys. Podcast.
With 514 kids.